Back on Wildcat Insider, John Kurtz and Wyatt Thompson here with you, 537-1350, or the game KMAN if you want to get in touch with us here today on the show. Appreciate Jeremy Crabtree's time with his breakdown of K-State's 2017 recruiting class, the recruiting show at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. It'll go from 3 until 4:30. We do have K-State men's hoops that night as well, as they take on TCU at 6:30, coming off of a couple losses last week on the road. First Iowa State, then more recently Tennessee, and you don't want to make excuses, but one thing I did see from Bruce Weber after the game was bringing up how beat up they are right now. We know about Kamau Stokes and his ankle issue from when he rolled that late in the Oklahoma State game. Dean Wade's been battling a sprained foot, and apparently DJ Johnson as well has a couple things he's dealing with, a foot and a hamstring. So when you have a team that's so reliant on the top six guys, really, if you have three of them that are dealing with, you know, some stuff like that right now, that does make it much more difficult.
Yeah, I would tell you, I think Kamau probably is the least serious of the three. Not that he hasn't been hurting with it, but I don't mean to indicate that in any way. But, you know, he's a pretty tough guy, and he's fought his way through this. We saw that leading up to the West Virginia game where he really put a lot of time in trying to get ready to go and then played 36 minutes. I think for the most part it's just, you know, the wear and tear. Certainly a little bit more concern with DJ, and then probably quite a bit more with Dean. You know, we were just talking off air. Dean played just 12 minutes in the game at Tennessee. Now, part of that was he got two fouls very, very quickly, but then also played just 17 minutes in the game at Ames, and that's a pretty good indicator that, you know, the foot's still sore. After the Iowa State game, Coach Weber talked a little bit about, you know, running up and down, he was okay. The pain came in when he was landing after jumping, and it got to the point where it probably was best to maybe set him a little while in the Iowa State game. And I have the sense, right or wrong, and maybe Coach will address this at his media session tomorrow afternoon, that it was still bugging him a little bit or bothering him. DJ, I think DJ is just, you know, one of those guys that he gives you everything he's got. I'll be honest, when Coach Weber said that in postgame about the hamstring, that was news to me. I didn't know about that. I knew his foot had been bugging him a little bit, but yeah, so they're fighting it right now. There's no question about it.
And that is a part of the equation too, is the foul trouble. You mentioned, like, with Dean Wade. I mean, they had three guys with two fouls in the first half.
Yeah.
You're already down a little bit because of some of the injuries guys are dealing with, and all of a sudden Brian Patrick's coming in the game, Austin Budke playing minutes. It's just, that's kind of the situation that they're pigeonholed into right now. It is not a really deep team, and you know, you can survive and still be pretty good when everything's clicking, but this is the time of year where that probably becomes a bigger issue now, because there has been so much grind, so much wear and tear throughout the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to just hope that it's, you know, and they're trying some different things, like with Dean Wade, you know, in terms of the rehabilitation and orthotics and those kind of, I mean, they're, you know, they're trying to get some things figured out, and you hope that at some point, you know, they find a happy medium there that will help him. They certainly need him and his minutes and his production. Same with DJ, because you're right. We've said all year long that this can be a pretty good team, but it's a pretty good team when everybody is cut in and everybody is doing their part. You know, that's really, I think, been the key to this team, to be honest.
Well, some good news does come in the form of, I guess, one, returning home on Wednesday to play TCU.
Sure.
That's huge as always. But the Horned Frogs are a struggling team right now, too. I mean, they've been impressive, I think, ahead of where most people thought they'd be in Jamie Dixon's first year. But mm-hmm. They've now lost four straight, and they had maybe the most eye-opening loss for them this season at home against Auburn in the Big 12 SEC Challenge on Saturday. They gave up a 25-2 run. At one point in that game, they trailed 80-58 and wound up losing by 8 points. But they're a team that comes in limping as well as K-State.
Well, they've lost in this stretch at Tech, Baylor at home, at Oklahoma State, and Auburn at home. So it hasn't just been, you know, all road games. And they probably truly haven't been, you know, quite as good recently as they were earlier. And part of that, aside, the Auburn game aside, is the coaches talk about this all the time. The league scouting is so good. They're going to know when they take the floor. As one example, what Vladimir Brodzianski's strengths are, but also what his weaknesses are. And you try to, you know, minimize the strength, take advantage of the weaknesses. And some guys certainly, like it certainly would make sense to tell you that, you know, most of the guys at this level have more strengths than weaknesses, right? But it is a team that you concern yourself with in that they are better than they've been in the past. You know, they've got a couple of freshmen that have made some impact. They've got a sophomore transfer in Alex Robinson, who they really, really like, a real good athlete, can shoot it. Kenrich Williams was their best player a year ago, and they lost him after just a handful of games with a torn ACL. Having him back has been huge for them, so they are better without a doubt.
But it is pretty winnable for K-State being at home, you'd have to think. And again, some of the reason that I kind of hate putting the label on it must win. It does feel like that at this point in time, but it is because of what's coming up next. I mean, you talked about three games in, 6 days,
yeah.
I guess, here, but you look at the three-game stretch just after TCU. I mean, it's the most difficult almost stretch that you could go through in the Big 12, 2-3 on the road with Kansas at home in between, Baylor, West Virginia, the two bookend trips there. I mean, it's about as tough as it gets.
It is about as tough as it gets. All you got to do to figure it out is look at the standings in the league. I mean, it's obvious. But it is, you know, what lies ahead, and you've got to tackle it and try to fight your way through it, and who knows how it's going to play out. I think I don't know if the season will totally rest on this particular stretch, because there's still more after that, and I think some winnable games. But if you really want another significant win, you know, a game at Baylor, a game at home against Kansas, a game at West Virginia, any of those would certainly help, and I think that's the way you got to look at it right now.
That is true, and like you said, once you get past that stretch, things get much more light as far as the schedule is concerned. You'll have a chance to pick off some wins, but you do feel like it comes at somewhat of a bad time right now with K-State low on confidence, low on healthy bodies, totally healthy bodies.
Well, and in all honesty, Baylor's 20-1 and Kansas is 19-2. I mean, just what it is.
Yeah, there's not a great time to get them necessarily.
Yeah, yeah,
especially if you're going on the road. When we come back here on Wildcat Insider, we will look at bracketology and what's coming up in the Big 12 this week. CBS and ESPN actually very split right now, and where K-State falls in the NCAA tournament picture. This is Wildcat Insider.